Hello?
Yes, hi, it's Stella from Family First. How are you?
Fine. You're the lady I've been speaking to?
Yes, we were. I'm
well,
just calling you back because I got the answers for you.
Right, because since I've talked to you, I've had two other people call me from your company.
Oh, my. You know what? Because I didn't log yet that I spoke already with you. Because I was still busy with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because go ahead.
Did anything get resolved yet? Like, or do you still need the answers?
Oh, I didn't even ask them. I started asking questions. Is it the same person? And they said no. That's why I asked you if you're the same person I called the phone with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I spoke with you before, and I spoke with one of our coordinators. Like, she's the one that takes care. And she did tell me about replacement aides. They do actually do replacement aides. Like, if you give her notice, then she'll make sure to get someone to come in. And then about a set schedule, she says what they'll do is they're going to set up a basic schedule how, like, you want to work approximately. But if any time you come in late, you go home early, like, or just, like, anything, you just need to clock in and out, and they're going to see that you came late. Like, you don't need to send in timesheets or anything. They're going to just adjust it.
Okay, so, for example, you said I'm going to have a basic schedule. Say it's 9 to 5, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay.
And I come in Monday, I would be here, say, 6 a.m.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, if she had the physical therapy appointment, sometimes it's like 7 o'clock in the morning appointments.
Mm-hmm.
But just for
example.
So you'll
just clock in for 6 a.m. and she'll see that you clocked in 6 a.m. And she'll just
Now, if I would clock out later, and it looks like I got more hours, I don't expect to get paid overtime for it, but would that be okay? Could I punch out later?
Yeah,
so
if you
say
like,
I have more hours. I'd have more hours in the 3175. Would I have to do anything, or they figure it all out and to give me?
No, so if you clocked in more than the allowed of hours, then they will just deduct it. They'll just deduct some hours. But you don't need to send in time. She said, like, no, just we're going to set up a base schedule, but then you can clock in and clock out whenever, like, it works for you. And then she's going to make sure to get everything, like, straightened out.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, my sister and me are considering it, and she's talking to other agencies as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, it kind of seems like everything's the same for the most part except for the replacement part. What about driving her to appointments? Now, what the aide that comes, I mean, I'm not being smart, but this is why me and her is taking, you know, when I say go care of it, because when she had replacement aides with the one company she was with, they would get here for that particular day that the person called, the fill-in will refer to her as. The fill-in would be here, and my mom would have a doctor appointment that day, and she couldn't drive. Because she was the agency let her drive, but she did not have a driver's, she didn't take her test yet. Not yet. Sometimes that, too. They don't have a vehicle. They can take the bus here exactly, as they say, too. So, and is that how your fill-ins could possibly be?
So if you tell us in advance, let's say, like, that she has an appointment and she needs a vehicle, we're going to look for someone with a vehicle. But you need to tell us that you need someone with a vehicle because we have all kinds of aids. We'll know to look for a vehicle, someone that could drive.
Okay, so I would call ahead of time, like the day before, say I need someone, a driver scheduled for my mom for my shift.
Yeah, you can say, like, you need to cover your mom and tomorrow she has an appointment, so she needs to have a car. I shall need to be able to drive her. So we're going to know.
It sounds good.
Okay, just maybe take down my direct line, the one I call you from, so you know whom you talk to. So this is, like, only my line. I'll answer it. And so,
what's your number? What's your phone? What's your number?
Sure, that's 267.
Uh-huh.
551.
Uh-huh.
7406.
And then what's your extension, or is that your direct line?
That's my direct line.
Oh, okay. And your name?
My name is Stella.
Stella, okay. The name of the company
Family First Care.
Family, and where are you based out of?
We're located in Philadelphia.
Okay. I think that's the best. Now, the qualifications you said for me to, what all do I have to do? The paperwork you said I got to fill out, like test it. What's all involved with that?
So we're going to assign a specialist to help you do that. It's basically going to be, we'll need some medical, like physical forms, immunization records, just to make sure you're medically healthy, and IDs, like your social security cards and your IDs. And then basic like forms, legal documents, like W-4s and all of that.
Right, so W-2s and all that stuff, taxes. All right. Let me talk to my sister, and then someone else be calling me again from First Service from your
I'll
service.
I'll put it in right now because once I didn't close the call, I didn't put in that I spoke with you.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna close it right now. So, and then it's gonna be just me that's gonna take care of it. So if anything you need, just give me a call.
All righty, let me think it over and talk with her. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.